This is Dr. Robert Gates, retired director of the United States Central Intelligence Agency. Today's subject is the global economic future. This is a presentation that I made to the GCC Economic and Technology Forum, sponsored by Datamatics, on February 4, 2002. I've been asked to discuss with you today several aspects of the global economic future. The overall economic prospects, especially after September 11th, risks to the global economy posed by regional conflicts or potentially aggressive governments, opportunities in key emerging markets, developments in Japan and Europe, the security of oil and gas supply and price, and finally, the perspective of the United States government on foreign investment and the global economy. Let me begin with the impact of the September 11th terrorist attacks on the United States on the global economy. We now know that the United States was in a recession before September 11th, a recession that actually appears to have begun the preceding March. Contrary to the assumptions and expectations of many politicians and economists, in 2001 the world marched lockstep into an economic downturn together. This was due to the recession in the United States, Japan's continuing economic crisis, and most surprisingly, Europe's economic slowdown. Most experts attribute the global slowdown to several negative forces. First, the bursting of the information technology bubble, above all in the U.S., but with a ripple effect throughout the world, and especially in Asia. By mid-2001, business investment in the United States had fallen by an annualized 15%, and in Japan by 18%. Second, the collapse of stock markets nearly everywhere, a 28% average fall in share prices wiping out something like $10 trillion of global wealth. Stock markets in both Europe and Asia fell even more than in the United States. Third, the jump in energy prices in 2000 reduced real incomes in all of the oil-consuming economies and squeezed profits, just as other economic factors were beginning to put pressure on them. The lower oil prices of the past number of months have mitigated the downturn, but not stopped it. Fourth, the spillover from the U.S. recession to the rest of the world has been much more powerful than in the past. One Morgan Stanley analyst has calculated that the United States accounted for 2/5 of the world's GDP growth over the past 5 years, either directly or indirectly, through its imports from other countries. But in the first half of 2001, U.S. imports fell at an annual rate of 13%, and imports of information technology equipment fell at a rate of almost 50%. How long will the global downturn last? Most analysts see the U.S. economy returning to positive growth at least by mid-year, and there already are signs that Europe is coming back. How long will the global downturn last? Most analysts see the U.S. economy returning to positive growth at least by mid-year, and there are already signs that Europe is coming back. Unfortunately, Japan entered this year, as the Financial Times put it, lurching from on-off recession to outright depression. Normal GDP there is falling at a rate of 5% per year. The corporate sector is stuck in a classic debt deflation trap. The banks have negative equity and thus cannot lend. And the government debt-to-GDP ratio is mounting, quote-unquote, inexorably toward default. But more about Japan later. The overall prognosis, then, a modest recovery in both the U.S. and Europe in 2000.